Up next is another 33 and a third drop.
Spags, pile 'em high, sell 'em cheap. They came from near and far, from the next street over or from the neighboring state. They came for the value and the selection, and they were never disappointed. For almost 65 years, customers flocked to Spags Supply, Inc. on a shopping expedition that became a cherished tradition for New England residents. The man whose nickname would become a household word in Central Mass was born in Worcester in 1916, the son of Italian immigrants. Anthony Borgatti, nicknamed Spag because of his love for spaghetti, turned 193 Boston Turnpike into the best place to shop in the entire world in 1934, at the very height of the Great Depression. He started selling fireworks for the 4th of July from the back of a truck parked in front of his family's garage on Boston Turnpike in Shrewsbury. In September of that same year, he borrowed $35 from his mother and bought an inventory of automotive supplies, which he named the Shrewsbury Tire and Battery Service. For years, he and his wife, Olive, did everything from picking up fertilizer in their 1934 Chevy to making sure the store's bills were paid on time. That store would grow into the spectacular discount retail giant Worcesterites knew and loved. Built on the principle that if you sell enough, you can sell for less, Spags was a pioneer in the retail principle of discounting. From the beginning, its product lines reflected the needs and interests of its customers. The store grew over the years as the Borgattis purchased the pieces of property adjacent to the original building as they became available, one by one. Eventually, Spags ended up carrying 200,000 different items in its 80,000 square feet, spread across four buildings and a seasonal tent in the parking lot. Dressed in his instantly recognizable khaki pants, khaki shirt, and 10-gallon hat, Spag imbued the store with his generous spirit and giving heart. He never attended college. This humble, good-natured, hard-working man owed his success to a simple philosophy to which he adhered his entire life. Treat the customer like a king, pile the goods high, and sell at a price that any working man can afford to pay. Spags and Worcester were the perfect match. At some point, the Worcester County Convention and Visitors Bureau ranked the store as the second biggest tourist attraction in the county, right after Old Sturbridge Village. From the wild juxtaposition of random stuff that was so attractive and endearing, to the 500,000 free tomato plants given away by the store one spring day, everyone has vivid memories of Spags. After all, Spags was so Worcester. It was so us.
That was another 33 and a third drop. Interested in making a drop yourself? Let us know your story idea at drop@wcuw.org.